umbrella or parasol.
Okay. Do they still use parasols?
Who in the world? I don't know.
Okay.
I've got one. Somebody gave me one. It's sitting out there for a Christmas present. Year before last, I think, and I haven't had it out a single time.
Oh, parasol or an umbrella?
Umbrella.
Oh.
I think a parasol is a fancy, a little.
Okay. What's the last thing you put on a bed when you're making it up?
A bedspread.
Okay. And we talked about a different kind of a long pillow, didn't we? I can't remember.
Bolster.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it, but that's what I think you're thinking.
I
never did. That's too much trouble.
Okay. And what else is put on a bed for warmth?
Blankets. I got a down comfort on mine, and I wouldn't take $1 million for it.
That sounds warm. And if it's homemade and pieced together, how's that?
Quilt.
And and talking about the land that was so rich, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very what?
Fertile.
Okay. And low-lying grassland is
meadow. I think we talked about that last time too.
Okay. And if land had water standing in it or was very wet, you might call it a
marshell, pondell.
Okay. Do you have any like that around here?
Not much on this place.
Okay.
We have a few little lime sinking bottoms.
Okay.
Could call it bottom land too.
Okay.
But we don't. Most of that rich bottom land is along river valleys, I find.
What are some other different kinds of soil around good Arbay that you could describe?
Well, the sandy land, we have some that's sandy, and clay land.
Okay, is there any that a word for land that's really undesirable, won't grow anything at all?
Call it poor land. I can't think what you're trying to.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything called what is it? If you want to say that's really the richest land around here, would you just say it's fertile?
Fertile, very rich land.
Okay. Ever hear the word loam?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's a mixture of sand and clay and black dirt.
Okay. How do you call it?
Loam.
And is that
good land?
Is that the best that you can
find? I would think so.
Okay.
Now the sandy loam and clay loam, since you're getting the mine to work, and but now I can't go out and tell you. I know we have. Then
okay. If there is a marshy area around, they're getting the water off, you might say, they are what?
Draining.
And if you dig a thing to get
ditch.
Water run off.
Ditch.
Okay.
Ditching it or draining.
Any other names for that?
That's all I can think of, ditch and draining.
Okay. They don't ever have anything to call a canal around here. Okay, and if a small stream washes out an area, what would you call where it's just
dirty? Gullies.
Okay. And you told me this little stream that I crossed are pretty good size.
Creek.
Right. What's the name of that one back there?
Kinchafuni Creek.
And there was one.
The one you passed going. East on 32 was Muckalee.
Ah, that's an interesting thing.
Indian names, both
of them. Both of them. Okay, and a small rise in the land is called a
hill.
And